Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to BLT, Business, Life, Transitions, the show that explores all the latest trends in your business, life, and our favorite topic, transitions. Hosted by Brian Basilico, the Director of Direction with B2B Interactive Marketing, and Jan Marino, CEO of High Gain Companies, Inc. And now it's time for some insightful conversation and interviews with your hosts, Brian and Jan.
Good morning, Jan.
Good morning, Brian. How are you?
I'm doing well. How about yourself? Happy Easter week.
Happy Easter week. I'm looking out the window. The sun is shining. There's squirrels running around. And, we're happy.
Happy is good.
There's stuff coming out of the ground, even.
I know. I saw it. I was walking Buddy yesterday. Stuff with flowers popping up, so it's amazing.
I know. It just makes life so much more interesting.
Yeah, and a lot more fun. It means golf season's coming. Yay.
Yay. Are you watching Sweet 16?
I've been watching a little bit. I haven't been really paying a whole lot of attention to it, but we have no, Illinois has no skin in the game. When Illinois has skin in the game, I tend to watch it a little bit more. But
yeah.
Not so much. But So anyways, I wanted to kind of lead us off with this this interesting thing that's going on is I'm part of a movement that somebody who did a keynote speech at the conference I was at, her name was Nicole Dean, and she started this thing called Awesome Nation. And the whole principle behind the thing is that you turn one average thing into something awesome. Like instead of, going to McDonald's, go eat a healthy lunch. Just do little one task a day, every single day for a month. And see how, and log it and see how your life changes and see how you can turn yourself from average to awesome. So I thought it was kind of a cool move. Yeah.
Cool.
What do you think?
So I think it's a great idea. I've seen things like that online, where people, I can't remember what it was called, but it was something very similar. And I thought that's a great idea, because If you're mindful about it and you just pay attention, you'd be surprised how you can change things, for the better. And maybe, usually it's helping other people along the way, and you're really not hadn't started out that way exactly, but
right.
That's the way it turns out, and it's great, and it's good for the soul, and it's good for you to feel good.
Mm-hmm. Right. And, also part of the challenge is to, take your mindset off of yourself and negative self-talk and start looking at the world differently and do, little acts of kindness or things of that nature just to kind of make the world a better place. And that, that you enhance your own life. So it's simple, but, if you want to learn more about it, I have a link. It's brianloves.info. So it's www.brianloves.info/awesome. And you can just go check it out. So it's called What Would Awesome You Do Month. So
cool.
I think it's kind of cool. Speaking of awesome, we have an awesome guest today. And her name is Evie Burke. Hi, Evie. Are you with us?
I am.
Good morning. How are you doing today?
Good morning. I am good. How about you guys?
Good.
Doing well. So Evie is a certified professional coach, and I would imagine, Evie, part of your job is to help people become more awesome. Is that correct?
Absolutely. Specifically around networking, but absolutely awesome in general.
I love awesome. So, tell us a little bit about yourself and the services that you provide, and then we'll get into some of the networking philosophies. Go ahead.
Okay. Yeah, I work with entrepreneurs who work from home. And they're usually in service professions, and I help them with their networking. So I help them with generating more clients and making more money through networking. So they're usually a little bit frustrated with their current networking efforts. Maybe they're wondering am I networking at the right places? You know, how do I find good places for me to network? And how do I do networking in a way that really works for me? A lot of my clients tend to be introverts, so some of the stereotypical advice about, you know, walking in and getting to know as many people as you can be really intimidating for them. But introverts actually are really good at networking because they can really quickly create connections with people because they're more interested in having conversations than, you know, jumping from person to person. So, yeah.
Awesome.
And so how long have you been in this profession?
I have been coaching for almost 5 years, and I've been focusing on networking primarily since about fall of 2014. And the history of before that was 2 to 3 years of just networking really badly. And I share those stories with my clients about all the things I did that just, you know, you look back and you're like, oh, you poor thing. But it led me to where I am now. So I absolutely don't regret it. And I can look back and I can laugh at with myself at some of the things I did and have compassion. But, yeah, I created a program around networking almost 2 years ago now. And last summer just realized, oh, I have more people interested in the networking right now than I do in the other coaching I was doing at the time.
Mm-hmm.
So decided to switch the niche.
So when you start working with a client, you know, someone who wants your services, is there like a first step? Where would you start?
Yeah. So the first start is the group program that I have. That it's a 12-week program, and it just walks people through some of the really basics of networking in a way that works a little bit better for people that tend to be introverts, and setting up some systems around it. And really just starting out with the foundational things like who is your ideal client and how do you help them? And moving on toward knowing where do they hang out and how do you find them? And then, of course, what do you do with the networking events and the follow-up and doing regular follow-up with people and building those business relationships intentionally.
Right. So how does your client then, they measure effectiveness by the size of their network, or how do they measure their effectiveness?
Part of it, definitely part of it is the size of their network, the ease of talking with people and growing their client list.
Yeah.
And a lot of times they say, you know, but the thing that makes the most difference is I know what to do next.
Yeah.
When I go to networking, I don't have to go home and worry, okay, now what am I going to do? What's the next step here?
Mm-hmm.
What am I going to say? They know what they're going to say, or they know that they can, if they're a private client, they can get on the phone with me and they can talk through it. You know, how do I want to approach this? What does this reach out look like? And really just have that confidence of knowing I know what the next step is. And I know that the next step is something that I'm comfortable with. It might stretch me a little bit, but something I can do.
What are some of the most common mistakes you see people making in their networking on average?
One of the mistakes is I'm a real big fan of setting intention before you go into a networking event. Otherwise, you're walking in and you're still frustrated with, you know, whatever's happened earlier in the day. You know, somebody cut you off in the parking lot, or you're nervous because it's a new group and you're not sure what to expect. So I'm a real big fan of just taking a minute, you know, in your car before you walk in and saying, okay, how do I want to show up at this event? Who do I want to be here? How do I want to be perceived? And what do I want to kind of exude while I'm there? And coupling that with a goal. So what is the goal of the networking event for me? What do I want to walk away from? And it can be just a really good connection, you know, maybe talking with a couple of people that are ideal clients and having a really great connection with them, meeting a referral partner. Depending on where they are and their comfort level, sometimes it's just going in and having a conversation. And if they've been networking a little bit longer, it might be going in and saying, you know what, I'm going to talk with a couple of ideal clients, and then just being open to how that shows up and not going in their head and going, okay, you're an ideal client and you're not, but just being
right.
open to who they're attracting by having that intention out there.
Yeah, and I see a lot of people going to – sorry, I see a lot of people going into networking and they're looking – They're like on the prowl looking for, okay,
yeah.
this person's going to be a client. This person's not going to be a client. And what they miss a lot of times, I think, is the connectors, because there's a lot of people who mm-hmm. may never be a client of yours that might be a perfect connector to your perfect audience.
Right.
And so how do you coach people through that?
Yes, it's very important to know who your referral partners are. So thinking about who are the other services or products that the people that are my ideal clients are going to need or be using, whether it's a step before what they're doing. So one of my clients is a financial planner, and she works with people who are on the other side of divorce. So they just got divorced, but that's not really a place where she can walk into a room and be able to say, okay, these are the people who just got divorced, because, you know, people don't generally put on hats that say, my divorce was final last week. You know, people don't do that. But what she does know is that they have connections with divorce attorneys or divorce mediators. And so those are really great referral partners for her. So when she walks into an event, she can know these are the people to kind of be on the eye out, are on the lookout for, but also be open to the other connections that she might have, because you don't want to not talk to somebody if they're somebody who is attracted to your energy. And great connections and friendships can be made regardless of whether you think in your head they're a great referral partner or a great ideal client. Sometimes you don't know until you have that conversation with someone.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree with that. And I think that, you know, sometimes it takes a while, especially here in the Midwest, for people to get to know you and to trust you
yeah.
and to want to buy from you. So
yeah,
a lot of it has to do with listening, and you can tell pretty much, can't you? I mean, I can, but pretty much after a few minutes, if this is somebody that you want to spend a lot of time with or not, and you can
yeah.
figure out, you know, how to gracefully get out of that conversation.
Right, right. Yeah.
Because sometimes that can be intimidating, too.
Yeah, it's nice to have a couple of ideas in your back pocket about how to,
yeah.
you know, like you said, gracefully remove yourself from a conversation. But yeah, usually if you're in tune with yourself, you can pick up, like you said, pretty quick on who's a good connection for you, who just you click with versus somebody that, you
mm-hmm.
know, maybe this is somebody who fits the ideal client profile, but this isn't really my person.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely.
So what are your tips to identify, you know, that ideal client? What are some of the things that you kind of coach them through?
Well, being very clear about who is it that you work best with. So if I'm working with somebody who has worked with a number of people in the past, I'll ask them, when you think about the people that you've worked with, who are the people that you are just we're just really excited to know, oh, I had a phone call with this person today, or, oh, I have a meeting with this person, the ones that really, you know, lit you up, that you were excited about, and what did they have in common? And sometimes it's even nice to know the flip side of that? You know, who were the people that you just went, oh, I have to talk to this person again? It's so much work to talk to that person. Just so that it helps you narrow down, who are the people that, A, I serve best, and B, I really enjoy working with? And thinking about, you know, the demographics and the psychographics. So the, you know, is there an age range there? Is there a life event that just happened? Is there a mindset that they tend to have in common? Is there a job or a profession that they tend to have or gravitate toward? What are those things that make up my ideal client? And then being very clear about how do you serve them? What are the results, both the tangible things like more clients, more money, more this, more that, and then the intangible things, the I know what to do next, I feel more relaxed, I'm not as frustrated. You know, what are those things that you help them with so that when you're giving your 30 seconds or your 60 seconds or whatever it is at the group you're at, that you don't have to worry about trying to talk to the entire room, but you can talk to the people who are your ideal clients and they'll get it.
Yeah, that's really great advice. And it's really something that we, the more that we're in tune with that, the better we are.
Yeah.
Because I've been looking at a lot of trends of sales lately,
mm-hmm.
and the message is coming out loud and clear that people are just really tired of being sold to. They want to be educated about something. They want to be engaged. So, you know, so what you're saying just makes perfect sense.
Yeah, absolutely.
So how can
well, I've got a question too. One of the things that I know it's like, hey, squirrel. One of the things I know that's kind of a challenge is a lot of people, you know, you don't know what you don't know. And a lot of people think they, you know, I mean, it's networking. I do this all the time. I know it right. I mean, how do you approach people to let them know that they kind of have this problem, and you know, how do they find you, and how do you convince them to say, look, you really need a little training in this area? Because I mean, a lot of people don't think they have a problem, right?
Right. Well, and I don't know that you necessarily want to convince someone, because the people that are going to really be the ones that move forward the fastest are going to be the ones that recognize, oh, this is something that I want. And going back to Jan's point about being sold to, I think sometimes that's where the convincing, you know, you feel like you're convincing somebody, you're selling to them, versus saying, hey, you know, here's maybe a couple of tips, a couple of nuggets that might help you have some better results. And the flip side of that is sometimes people aren't interested. And that's okay. You let them go with love and let them, you know, wherever they are in the journey, let them come to the next point, you know, on their own. How do people find me? They find me through the networking, through referrals. If they're sometimes the best clients are ones where a friend has pulled them aside and said, you know what, you need maybe just a little bit of work here, and I know this resource that, you know, this person that might be a great fit for you, you should go check her out, and then we talk.
Do you do a lot of stuff? I know you do a lot of stuff in person. Do you do a lot of stuff online as well, coaching?
Yeah, all of my coaching is online, which might seem counterintuitive, but the coaching is online.
Yeah.
And I have done workshops in the past, and of course out networking. But yeah, the online just allows me to kind of have a bigger reach, and also allows people to kind of go through the material at their own pace, and then come back with questions, you know, as they have them.
Now, I noticed that you went to IPAC. You're a graduate of IPAC.
Yep.
Yeah, so am I.
Oh, great. I love IPEC.
So am I. Sorry about that, Brian. We're just going to talk IPEC for a minute.
No, that's fine. You guys go right ahead. I'll just sit here.
I love IPEC. I love the ELI. It's really helpful. So for those of you listening, the ELI, it stands for the Energy Leadership Assessment, and it's an assessment that's attitudinal. So it looks at how are you showing up places? What is the energy you're giving off, both in a, you know, things are going just kind of the way things normally go, and in a I'm stressed out right now type of way. And it gives you a way to look at where am I and where do I want to be and what are some of the things that I can do to get closer to where I want to be. So I use that with my clients to look at how might you be showing up to networking events that might not be getting you the results that you want, and what are some of the things that you can do to move you into those higher energy levels so that you are showing up more the way you want. You know, how, when you think about going to that event, which level do you want to be at, and how does that look for you, and playing with that a little bit. So, yeah, I love that stuff.
When it was first, when Bruce first brought the whole, Bruce is the founder and all this of this program that we both graduated from. But, you know, it was kind of out there in that he talked about energy and he talked about, you know, how people pick up other people's energy. And that was, I don't know, I want to say it was like 10 years ago. And now there's been so much research done on the fact that we do pick up each other's, and we are energy.
Yeah.
That's what we are, period. And so it's very powerful stuff. So when I saw that in your intro, I said, good for you.
Thank you.
So how can people get a hold of you?
People can get a hold of me. They can either visit me at my website and stay in touch with me on through my newsletter, and that's One Insight Closer. That's oneinsightcloser.com. Or they can email me, and it's evie@oneinsightcloser. So evie@oneinsightcloser.com. If they have any questions or just want to reach out and say hi, I'm open to that, too.
And your website again?
One Insight Closer, and that's oneinsightcloser.com.
Okay, great.
And before you leave us, Evie, I want you to talk about the coaches group that you run up in Geneva real quickly.
Yeah, so I run, it's called the Geneva Coach Cafe, and it's part of ICF Chicago, and we meet in Geneva the first Tuesday of the month from 1 to 3 at the Geneva Place. You can find us on Meetup, and it's a place where it's for coaches to come together, and we talk about whatever the core competency is for the month. It's on the website which one we've deemed for the month. And the cool thing about it, though, is the last part where we have some masterminding time where you can come with a question, or whether it's if you're new to coaching, sometimes we get new coaches that just want to learn a little bit more about coaching and what some of the options are, or if you're a little more experienced and you have some questions around your business or coaching or whatever that is, it's a safe place to come and have a wonderful group of other people help you out. And it's free, which is really cool. And we have such a great group of people that meet there once a month, and so much knowledge in different areas for, you know, the people that come. So pretty much any time you come in with a question, it always seems like there's the exact right group of people there to get your question answered or kind of point you in the right direction.
Cool.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's a lot of fun. Yeah, I go.
Yeah.
It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, it's a great group.
Awesome. Well, thanks for joining us today, Evie. We really appreciate it.
You
some good advice
welcome.
And some great concepts. So
yeah.
So have a great day, and we'll talk to you soon.
You too. Sounds good.
Bye.
Bye.
So some interesting insight about networking, I think, which is a skill
that everybody
needs to develop. I've got a little bit of a cold. I have a friend who, you know, been working for a company for, oh boy, it's got to be like 20, 25 years. It's been a long time, just got let go. And he's like a fish out of water. He just, you know, sending out resumes. He's doing the old way and doesn't understand that, you know, really just is a matter of getting out and meeting people. So so what I'm doing is I'm just basically kicking him in the butt and saying, okay, you're going to this networking meeting, you're going to this networking meeting, and I'm basically going to take him by the hand and say, okay, this is how you do it, this is who you meet, this is why, you know, so that he starts to understand that the new way of finding a job is through people, not through technology.
Right. Well, it's both. It's much more complicated than it ever used to be.
Right.
So I got a really interesting, and I know we're running out of time, but I got a really interesting letter from a man who is in transition, career transition, and it was so well written that I asked him if I could use it as a blog on my website, reinventionchronicles.com. And again, you know, he's somebody that is in his 40s, early 50s, has worked for a company. They're now getting ready to shut down. But his insights into how the generations really need to help each other was really excellent because, you know, he talks about how baby boomers always aren't right and how millennials always aren't right, but together we can work together to come up with some really good stuff. So if you want a good read, go out to reinventionchronicles.com and read that blog.
And that blog post is up there already?
It is.
And what's the title of the blog post?
It's called Boomers, Let's Set an Example.
Oh, cool. Definitely. I'm going to go read that later today. And,
All right.
Yeah, so any other last thoughts or words? You know, and things happening?
Well, it's Easter week, and the Easter Bunny has been busy, I know, in our neighborhood. I don't know about anybody else's, but I also know the Jewish holidays coming up, and I'm sure there's a whole bunch of other holidays. So I just wanted to wish everyone happy holidays and love and Godspeed.
Amen. Happy Easter, happy Passover, and happy whatever. That should have been a holiday called Happy Whatever, because there's so many holidays, it's so hard to keep track
there
of.
There are.
Yes, and then I'm continuing to work on my other podcast, so if you guys like this, check out baconpodcast.com. That's where I do a whole bunch of interviews, and I actually interviewed Nicole Dean about the whole awesome thing, and that's not up on the podcast. If anybody wants to listen to it, just send me an email or contact me at bbasilico@me.com or just find me on Facebook and I'll send you a link to it because I kind of put it in the back end. I'm just sharing it with the group so that they can get a better understanding of the whole origin of what Awesome Nation is and all that kind of stuff. But it's really kind of cool.
Yeah.
So even if you don't join the movement, think about just what you can change one thing a day, you know, to go from average to awesome and turn your April into a life-changing month. And I think you'll be very, very pleased with yourself at the end. Don't you think, Jan?
Absolutely. And I'm not sure if we could be any more awesome than we are, but I'll bet we can be.
Oh, there's lots of, there's so much room for more awesomeness, believe me. And I work on it every day and just keep trying to get better. And that's just keep learning to earn, right? That's the whole deal. Keep learning, keep earning. That's the deal. So, Jan, you have yourself an awesome week.
Thanks. You too.
I will. And take care, guys. We'll talk to you same bat time, same bat station.
Okay. That's today's BLT, Business Life Transitions. You can contact Brian at bbasilico@me.com and Jan at jan.highgainco@gmail.com. Join us again next week for some more great insight about your business, your life, and your transitions. Till next time, thanks for tuning in.